Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I don't even know where to start, but for most of you all that's been following Custom Cut, I'm not even going to open up the line here first, man. He made a post out here talking about his bike was blowed up on the day that he was headed to Carolina, man, to pick up the bike. And it's just too funny, man. I guess I will go on and get started on something else. But I'm sure he will chime in and kind of clear this mess up. I don't know who actually is telling the truth or what, but hopefully somebody can come on here and clear this line up. I guess really the next thing that we can talk about is the December 7th race that's coming up. Vidalta, I think that's the only one that I know of. I know the lady from Hub City called and maybe asked on the 15th or something if the weather's permitting or whatever that the track will be open in Hub City. So for all the guys that still wants to get a little racing in for the year's up, I think. But once I find out something, definitely I'll kind of make some posts about this. Secondly, do we have anybody that has anything to announce that's coming up or any upcoming Christmas events or something that they want to list? They're more than welcome to do that now. We can open up a line and let you discuss that. If not, I hope that the truck driver that was complaining about the Mississippi roads, I hope that he's on again this week. Because I'd like to hear how that trip was as far as him traveling. And he wants to say Mississippi has the baddest roads around here, but I don't believe that. The roads are just worse. But Jesus only, I just asked him to press one, man, just to let me know that you're on the line. In the lockup races for Vidalta, be the next person to have that. So, yeah, no, like I said, Cousin Good is out here going back and forth with Brian and all those guys. Well, I don't think no race is actually locked in yet. So, and plus, with a blown-up bike, I don't know how you can even run a race. But like I said, hopefully he will come on and somebody will chime in, man, and fill us in on what's going on. That not being said, we see several calls, and I'm just going to open up some lines here and start asking the question. We got 3481. Man, we got your line. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris? This is Slowpoke, man. I'm out of Fort Hood, Texas, man.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Man, nothing much. I just like to tune in and listen to everybody, man, and just, you know, entertainment for me, man. But
yeah.
I got a little booster, all motor, 68-inch, and I'll be coming to some of the Texas Grudge Fest. Still trying to put it all together, man. So, you know,
okay.
I ain't been out none this year, you know. So, just a little bit about what I got going on.
Actually, we will be over in Texas, I think it's March the 1st and 2nd for a Fat Tuesday event. It's going to be the first annual Fat Tuesday event there this year, next year, I mean, for 2014.
Okay.
Just hasn't gotten all the details out yet.
What track are you looking at?
That's Dallas Raceway.
Okay, Crandall, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Crandall, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hasn't gotten all the details either.
Well, you know, I'm looking to support – you know, most of the events, you know,
right.
You know, some of the events, you know, go down in Louisiana, Big J and all those guys, and, you know, just, you know, travel around a little bit and hang out.
I gotcha. Nothing wrong with that. Yep, there's nothing wrong with that. Man, what is the weather like over on your end of town?
It was fair weather up until today. We supposed to anticipate a little, you know, rain starting tomorrow. And it's going to be like low 50s for a high and on down. So pretty much finish until a little bit after Thanksgiving. It clears up, supposedly.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. You know, They're still getting it in. In fact, I want to say they're racing in San Antonio tonight for kick-ass wins. So.
Yeah, they should have some nice weather down there tonight.
Yeah, but they got a heck of a crosswind, man.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes it's for you, most of the time it's against you. So, but I like frequenting, you know, San Antonio Raceway, you know.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Most indeed. All right, then. Well, we got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the line. Try not to keep everybody on hold tonight. 8734. All right, man. Your line is open. 8734, your line is open. You may have accidentally hit the, yeah. How many trips did you you make this year, man, as far as on the road traveling?
Well, I went on the road. I went to Great Lakes up in Michigan. Well, not Michigan, Illinois, I think. Milwaukee. It was in Milwaukee.
Right.
I went out to Oklahoma.
Okay.
With you know, did a little racing there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I didn't do too much. Just happened to, you know, strike out for a week or two and have a little fun.
I got you. Yeah, I definitely got you on it. Yeah, we actually got several races that's going on over in state capital next year.
Yeah, I got a lot of relatives up there. My parents is from New Iberia, so, you know, I got a lot of relatives from Lake Charles to Opelousas. Lafayette area, you know, so
okay.
I'll go up there and hang out with them cats a little bit.
I got you. Yeah, definitely nothing wrong with that. We're going to try to hit this other guy line again, see if he got any stuff on the control. I've got 8734. And your line is open again. Maybe not. Yeah.
Okay. Man, I just want to say this, man. I appreciate listening to the show every week, man. It's like entertainment for me, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is.
It's still be going south for most part.
Yeah, it is. I tell you, man, sometimes the show can have you laughing and can have you hollering at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got another guy here. We're trying to patch in. He sent a message. So let me see if I can patch him in. The 87 number popped back up. So let me see if I can open up his line again. 8734. And your line is open again. Okay. All right. I was giving one second. Let me see if I can patch in. The Purple Rain owners, I think they have something they want to say, too. So spare with me here for one second.
Gotcha. No problem.
All right. Let me see if I can patch him in.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on, Purple Rain? Look, we're calling you from the show phone, so, man, you are live, so.
All right, I'm just listening in, man.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see if I can patch in Ryan. I think he has something to say, too, so, guys, hold for another second. Here.
Yeah,
put me on hold for a second.
Hold on, folks. Okay, you are live, but I will put you on hold.
All right.
All right. We got them on live tonight, guys, so we can kind of kick back in. For the persons or people that's reading Facebook, man, I know some of you are keeping up with this post that's going off in the man. All I can say is use his word, man. Wow, with the mess that they are talking about on here. This is kind of crazy. All right, again, I think before we get into any locked-in races, man, for the December 7th race over in Valdosta. Well, I shouldn't say locked-in, but any races are talking about being ran or whatever. I know a few of them have been discussed, but just trying to get an update. Can someone come in and give us an update on anything that's going to be going on December the 7th? Ryan, you got anything locked in, man? Are you planning on going back over on the 7th, or are you and Shine? Your line is open, 3750. All right, I guess not. Fubo, can you hear me, man?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to hit the circus one to hear the phone, man. I was just trying to find out.
I don't know what's up with that. You say most of the guys don't come on to the second half. They're spending all their time. You know, the show.
Well, the lines are full, man. So, the lines are full.
I ain't did no racing. I ain't got nothing to say. I mean, I want to see some racing, but, you know,
that
time of year. I think maybe a lot of people probably, you said it's one more race, but, you know, it's a maybe, I'm thinking, with the weather. Huh?
Right, yeah. I think Ryan ready to speak now, man. I'm going to open up the line. 3750, man, your line is open. Ryan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now, from around, sound like he's having a little party, man, going on. Yeah. Man, San Antonio, that's, what, about, how far is that away from Dallas, man?
Well, shit, San Antonio is a good little hump. I'm in Central Texas, Fort Hood, so I'm 2 hours, maybe 10 minutes from Dallas.
Okay.
From Kennedale, and then I'm about the same distance to San Antonio, so probably about four and a half hours from San Antonio to Dallas.
Okay,
but,
that's not too bad.
You know,
yeah,
they do a little bit. They do a lot of bracket racing in San Antonio, so I mean we got our little track, Little River, which you know it's a new owner or whatever, so the track has been really, you know, pretty good, decent, you know, here lately. So.
I got you. Also, too, I want to make an announcement. Anybody that wants to take some motorcycle classes or whatever, something, to either hit me up on Facebook at Crystal Marvie, either send me a PM or something on Cycle Bike or whatever. For most of you know me, call me and see if we can schedule something for next year. It's just an idea. I said I would run across the people, and so I'm anyone interested in taking some classes. Like I say, just feel free to send me a message. I'm going to start a post out there actually on Facebook as well to see what kind of feedback I can get, if it's even worth fooling with. But just an idea, because like this is last race, man, I got a chance to see a lot of street guys. Let me see. Who is this? Okay, let me go on and open up this line, man. 0311. Your line?
Chris.
Is yeah.
Chris.
Okay, you open?
What's going on?
There's
no limit, Ryan.
Okay, what's up?
I ain't ready, no thing. What y'all got going on?
I was just trying to find out, man. Did you have anything locked in or whatever? I know last week you made a call out to anyone out there about the 300 mark or whatever.
Yeah.
The bike, is that still standing with you?
Well, they done waited too late now. Well, because, you know, it takes time to get a passport back over here and everything.
Okay.
And, you know, you have to get everything lined up with that shit, man. In order with the shipping with for me to get the bale of fuel that I need over here and all that shit.
Okay, so that sandwich is called off here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty much done for this year.
Okay.
You know, I might do a surprise visit. I don't know right now. You know.
Okay.
Everybody looking like they money for it.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Ain't nobody talking about no big money races. Been trying to lock in with people, they won't lock in. You know, so it makes me feel like they money kind of funny right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can understand that, but
have you heard anybody trying to lock in or lock anything up?
No, I made a few announcements out tonight, but I don't think that no one probably will come on and really call out no one on this line. So,
you know, I don't even know what the track gonna be like down there. Vadasa,
right.
The track probably ain't gonna be hooking down there. I don't know.
I don't know, I think they said they don't correct it, man. I know they're supposed to have cars and stuff there, too.
Yeah, I remember the last time I tore up one bike there. You know, my street tire, I tore it up down there, slipping and sliding.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Well, we got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the lines. 9017. Your line is open.
Man, you sad, dude. I knew you were going to change that shit, man.
Look at this song, bitch, here.
No, I knew you were going to change.
Shit, you want nobody to lock in?
What you mean, want nobody to lock in, man? You know, everybody don't be on this thing all the goddamn time.
Man, we don't know
everybody. Man, look here. I waited all fucking week for you to come on here and goddamn and say that's what you said. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Where's your wife at?
In the motherfucking trailer. And I was in the motherfucking trailer. And goddamn, and Tootie said he would lock in with you goddamn soon as y'all get to the track like y'all did last time. And finish it.
No, we didn't lock in at no track. We locked in before we got to the track.
Man, look here. Y'all locked. I'm saying when the money will pass and shit. I told you.
It don't make
sure got,
we locked in on the phone.
Say what?
We locked in on the phone, man. We didn't pass the table. We locked in on the phone.
Well, look here.
Hold on.
The man said he'll goddamn lock in.
Wow.
Man. I don't even know why Shaw to be wasting his time he talking to this crap.
No, I'm just saying.
You don't even know what you're talking about, boy.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know what you're talking about, boy. I bet you slept on it.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're talking about. So you know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna mean you're talking to no broke ass nigga.
I don't even understand
that kind of language that you talk. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't understand that language you talked last week.
You ain't trying to lock up on it.
You don't know what somebody's talking about, so what did you have to put? You ain't trying to lock in. Man, look here. So, I already told you, man, said he'll lock in. Hey, Chris, is there anybody else want to talk about? Because, you know, that's what he's talking about. Ain't nothing to me. Get your weight up. No. You're going to tell you, man, surprise you guys. We ain't got to talk about it, right? Hey, Chris, you got to tell you got there. You get back on your way.
You're kidding, lying out. And I'm going to pay you.
So, you made a surprise appearance like he's talking about.
The show will mess around and get bored, you know, talking and listening to him all the time.
Man, that's the only reason I got on here, because I felt bad for you, all that shit you were talking last week. Now you coming on here, bitch, tonight, all humble and shit.
I don't need no broke nigga feeling bad for me.
Hey, Ryan,
I don't you for nothing.
You know, last week, it was 28
degrees. You talking about some broke, man. You don't know what's in my goddamn pocket.
Hey, last week, it was 24 degrees and all the water first, couldn't wash no car. This week, it rained every day. Man, you got it out 2 weeks, ain't it?
Sure. But that
worked.
Time.
Yeah.
So y'all done for the year, man?
Are we done for the year?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlotte, what are you talking about for, man?
That's
you know,
just some other thing. This ain't the same dummy, is it?
Yeah.
It's the same dummy?
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to even talk to him, man.
He ain't trying to lock him in. You go tell you to grow out of ass. Nah, tell him that.
Oh, man.
Since you the messenger, boy.
So let me ask the question then, man. If I know the race probably won't go down this year, but will it go down next year?
Hey, Chris. You know when I was looking for Tootie, I called you and people that was important that know how to get in touch with him, right?
Right.
But Tootie wanted to lock in with me the same way I got in touch with Tootie. Tootie know how to get in touch with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense in Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it ain't no need to argue with somebody that, you know, a middleman. I didn't go to no middleman when I wanted to raise him. I got in touch with him.
Yeah, man, that's kills on
you
fucking
know,
hill.
I don't need no car washer delivering no message for me.
Because the message ain't gonna be delivered right. No, he looking for any kind of way. But I tell you what, Chris, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on, and I don't know if we might make it down there. You know, and then we might not. You know, if Charlotte don't want to go down there, I'll send them down there with plenty of money and the bike. I might not be there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But if they want to go, if they want to go, you know what I'm saying, they can go.
Kills on.
You know,
if
it ain't no problem.
That's right. Kills on. If you're on this phone, if you keep on talking out of turn, keep on getting out of business, I'm going to drive this little white blaze I got down here with this trailer hitch on the back. With this 2 and 5/16 bar, I'm going to hook your little house and drag your monk ass up out of there. Now, keep on just talking out of turn,
yeah. But, yeah, if they want to go down there, you know, kids don't want to lock in or something, you know what I'm saying? You know, quit all that yep, and lock in, yeah. You know, I'm tired of going anywhere and anybody want to stand back and talk about a race, you know what I'm saying? Or think, try to figure out, do they want a race? You know, if you're going to race, let's get it on.
Man, listen, Ryan, let me tell you something. Don't say that because every event, the last couple events y'all been to, y'all race, man. Okay. So what you talking about then? The last couple events y'all been to, y'all race. So what you talking about? Somebody acting like they want to race or somebody acting like they want to lock in. Y'all actually raced the last couple events y'all been to. So what you talking about?
That's right. You know why we race?
But no, I'm just going by what you said. You said people acting like they
want
to lock in, though.
That's you. Because you out there, you're doing it. Yep. You know?
Man.
I used to wag and make a lot of noise.
Hey.
Whatever you say, dude. I'm just going back. We're going back on what you just said. Everybody acting like they want to race, but y'all actually race the last couple events y'all been to.
We're going to get a meter away. We're going to get a meter off here.
Hey,
Chris.
And then,
every time,
as far as the middleman,
I tell you to milk them out. You nuke them out every time you nuke one of them out. I'm going to give you $100 every time you nuke one of them clowns out. And all you got to do is text me your address. I have you cash money
hey,
in the mail.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going.
The thing about it. This show don't make me mad. I ain't never got to come on this show. So what you talking about?
They're like, goddamn, at the beginning of the year, when we was at Fancy Event,
and shit, I tried to get your ass to bet. Your ass tried to bet me, goddamn, that I won't rate. Eddie came right there, and I told your ass to bet. You shut the hell up.
What?
Nah, bitch, I bet you don't remember that.
What is he talking about? Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
You know,
we meet your ass off this station. You know, this is your only off day. You know, you don't have nothing to do, so you better be cool.
Man, I ain't got my name on the off day.
This
I just got
off
work. What are you talking about?
It's your off day. Nah, this is your off day. You know this is your off day.
Nah, I just got out working on
that. You got a couple of funny days, and you were able to do a little song. Now you back on the app. Sit down somewhere.
So,
you ain't racing.
So this race will take place next year, man.
Well, sir, y'all ain't racing either, because y'all.
I guess Kyrie done got out there and tuned his bike by then. Somebody been tuned.
Well,
I ain't never seen nobody take this long to get a bike tuned up.
Man,
y'all
look like y'all
need
to be tuned. Y'all shit.
Don't worry about Al. We got Al covered. We at the racetrack with Al. You ain't been in the racetrack with Joe.
Say what now?
You ain't been to the racetrack with Joe.
No, I haven't. I've been fucking working.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what you said. Well, we'll see you next year, kids. Maybe you've been a long wait and everything. You ain't got to get nobody to ride your bike. You can ride your own bike. Everything will be fine. You just get up there, bet your money, get your ass whooped, go somewhere and sit down.
No, I ain't gonna do the shiny ride.
Custom tonight, man, last week. Was he quiet? Yeah, Custom Cut wasn't on last week, was it?
I think he came on one time, but he didn't really say that. Oh, I'm not sure, though.
Well, if he ain't got his bike running, what are you gonna talk about?
No, he was... Talk about racing next year
like y'all doing.
Well, we're one thing for sure. At least I know Custom Cut will race wherever he get out. He will race. I have seen the race. I've seen you race.
Come on. Don't act like I won't race, man. Come on with that bullshit, man.
I just said I seen you race too, Dizzle. But you ain't seen you race none this year.
You ain't seen me race none this year, Sean?
You know, not late, I ain't seen you race. You ain't at the track.
All the
time I say you
never pass, my job come first, so I'm speaking. You got good weather now, and I say you talking shit now because you got good weather. So you're going to rain on your ass, kid. I see y'all next year. But we don't leave it at this right here.
Whenever you get your bike, you run the kids on, you switch the track, and we there with our bike at the track, you got a race, a head-up race. You can take that to the bank.
Man, I already told your boy he won't lock in with y'all. Call him.
Okay, now when will we need to call this for? Sound like you want to lock in here when you talking?
Say what now?
We're locked in here and you lock in with us.
Man, look, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I know I'm going to bet against y'all.
Yes, you do.
I know I'm going to bet against y'all. I know that. But shit,
okay.
Y'all done changed the rate. Y'all done changed the rate now.
Nah, y'all didn't nobody say they're going to do it. Say they had a
whole come on,
man. Man, we found that man ass in one day. Should we say he can't sign us in a week?
Man.
If he wanted to take that rate, he could have got that rate.
All right, guys, hold on. We got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the line 0655. Your line is open.
Yeah, open up. Get somebody else on here. Kills on there talking about nothing.
Shining around, not
even. Man, if Kevin Cutter on here, press 1-2, man, because I got a million questions people sending me to ask him.
A million questions for him?
Yeah.
Hey,
Now, he'd have put out here that his bike just got blowed up and stuff on the dyno and all kind of hoopla, man.
His bike blowed up on the dyno?
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all.
Then he came back out there talking about he was headed to Carolina tonight to pick the bike up, so I don't know what's going on. I might have to get him that you can call on here, man.
Shit, you know what that bike rolled up? That man know what I'm talking about there.
Yeah, you got a point there.
That shit hurt like a motherfucker when that bike got there and blew up.
All right, again.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Man, didn't you say something about some pars overseas ain't gonna make it back here or something?
Wasn't to you.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I ain't asking what you just saying.
I'll just ask a question, that's all. I might be wrong.
No,
I might over.
Don't ask me no question.
All right, man.
There you go. Act like my son over there. Sit down and watch basketball.
I don't really not be fucking with you, man. Because I remember that Patrick event. Because I never in my life said that to you, dude. This man going to goddamn come there walk to me and tell me I bet you ain't going to race. Man, you ain't even know me, man.
Because I can tell you what you were talking about, I knew you wasn't going to race.
Yeah, shit. Well, you damn sure ain't bet that money.
Yeah, I did.
Man, you ain't bet that money, man. Shine was right there, man. But I know he going to lie for you. I told you to bet, and you ain't even bet.
You told
well,
me
you
get guys,
I'm going to patch in I'm going to patch in another caller, guys. So you all can continue.
Who you were? Who was you racing?
If you don't know, goddamn, it don't matter. If you don't know, it don't matter.
Who was you racing that I didn't bet? It must be some race.
This was before I even raced, though.
Okay, you in.
Who you trying to race?
It don't matter. You just came to me. You just came to me and said you bet I wasn't going to race nobody. That was your exact words. Shine right there.
One thing about it, yeah. I know how to bet and how I want to bet. You think I'm going to bet that you run a guy 300 pounds and he giving you the heat and all of that?
What the hell you talking about, man?
Oh, okay. Same thing you talking about.
I ain't doing no damn race like that this year.
Okay,
I asked you
who was you racing.
Nah, you just came to me, goddamn.
When
I asked you
for a bit. You act like you ain't hear me.
Lane.
When you down there in Georgia, when we was in Mexico, when he ran that last dude, you asked him for a bit. I was telling that now. Yeah, we was on the golf cart.
Yeah, and I was standing right there because I was looking. He was doing something up on the bottom of the bike.
Yeah.
With the man, I already had a goddamn bet. Man, shit.
Yeah, I think they had like $1,200
races,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. It don't matter what the hell it was. Goddamn, it was some money.
There wasn't no money. That's pocket change.
Man, everybody ain't got it like that, as you say.
I bet you my little son over here probably got that much in his pocket. Ain't that right, little dad?
I bet you my little shoulder's
sitting there racked up. Shit.
Ryan, but look, you know what, man? Ain't that wrong with that. You see what I'm saying? Shit, I'm ain't poor, but I tell you this, and all that money you act like you got.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all, you should have took that goddamn bike somewhere else where your bills will be at the track with you all the time. Because, man, when you riding,
man,
around,
I don't need no
bike.
Hold on.
Y'all ain't doing this.
I don't even want my woman with me anywhere I go. So what I want with my bills running around with me for?
My
That's why you in the position. That's why you don't do what
you're
supposed to
do. You said your with you, because your ain't went nowhere.
Say what now?
You heard what I said.
Nah, he said it again.
Say what? The bill must be the trailer.
I mean,
you really sound like a woman to me. You sound like a woman that fell in love with me one time. I ain't even really a woman. And every time I looked around, she would call, nyah, 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 nyah. Say what you sound like. A man, you
well,
sound like a man.
One thing about it, I bet she stopped calling.
Hey, man, I'm just mad.
And I'm going to give y'all some good advice, man. Don't come in on 2014 losing y'all ass. Don't come in on 2014 losing y'all ass off, man.
Hold it.
Don't come in on 2014.
Hey, hold it. Hold it. Keep our shit in the trailer.
Don't come into the year 2014 losing y'all ass off, because I know I'm not.
That's all right. Well, my baby, so we like you, but now that.
So, right?
Don't even know.
Look at him. Look at him, son. Look at him. Look here, I just told you last week, I guarantee one of my 18 wheelers down there by you. You want me to move that little trailer out you got?
As a matter of fact,
I probably can look at that.
Y'all ain't doing never talking. Because the only thing you and Ryan known for is losing. Y'all known for losing.
We got another caller here, man. Let me go on and open these lines. We got 8734. Your line is open.
Michelle,
8734, man, your line is open.
Prince Charles isn't there yet.
Where my buddy at?
Allison, he's working on a little project, man, so he probably will try to chime on in later on if he gets.
Oh, okay, he's working on a project.
Yeah,
we need some more people, man. We don't know if we'll.
Hey, Alex, if you on here, come on here and talk to these clowns, man, because I ain't talking about
that. Well, you should hang up, man. You should have to go outside in a minute.
Man, y'all just wait on those special parts, Ryan, talking about y'all ain't going to make it in.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about our part.
Man, y'all come on, if y'all got some special parts, y'all need to get some American parts, because them parts y'all got on that bike ain't working, dude.
Well, what's your excuse for your parts? What's your excuse?
Look here, I didn't say it, my bike.
I
want to
know
so,
if your bike is in the trailer. Is it ready? If it's in the trailer, it's probably ready, don't it?
Don't worry about all that. I already know what I want to do with my bike.
Okay, well, you going to do something with it next year?
Exactly.
Okay, well, just like I said. When we catch you on a track, we going to race, right?
Give Dustin the track, you got damn sure right.
Right? Okay, so Dustin got to be there for you to race, though. So if Dustin ain't there,
man,
then you can race me.
Man, let me tell you something, dude. What the fuck I look like racing your little egghead ass? Man, I'm 210 and you about 140 or 130.
You
crazy.
You look like a man sitting on a motorcycle racing. You look like a man sitting on a motorcycle racing another man on a motorcycle. That's what you look like. A man with some good. You ain't got no good.
One thing about it, you can't talk all that bullshit in my head because I know what I want to do.
Nothing. Just
what?
Nothing.
Guys, we got another call here. What do you think about this discussion tonight, man?
Huh?
What do you think about this discussion tonight, man?
Chris, I missed some of it. I just got in, you know, In fact, when you sent me a message, I'm sitting in the emergency room with my mom, and so I tuned in, so I missed the discussion.
Oh, okay.
So
everything's okay?
I missed most of it. Everything's good.
Okay.
We're going to be all right.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All I know, y'all took up custom cuts. This is going to be the Ryan Shine and Kill Zone show now. Y'all took all the space from custom cut and Alice Bud Light. They ain't got a spot no more.
Well, Cousin Pester, hey, he was on the road, man. He had to Carolina tonight.
Oh, okay. And they ain't got no spot, nobody, y'all. That's what we're going to have to do?
We like
to kill on y'all. Killzone going to run y'all, Sean. Killzone just waiting on y'all.
Killzone
ain't going to
run them old
ass
Nikes if he
win
over.
What I miss, Chris? Tell me what I missed. What discussion that I missed?
Hey, that's my style. I'm going to
this is what they saying now.
Hey, why you talking, Sean? Ryan got to buy all your clothes, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hold on, let me. What we got, Chris? What I miss?
Sound like Ryan and want to run Killzone. That looks like that's going to be a good race for next year. Killzone came on and said that Tui wanted to run Ryan them for D7-7 over there to come straight out the trailer. But Ryan said that he don't know if he's going to really have his bike there or not. So that's basically it.
Well, that man can't run if he ain't there, that's for sure.
Hey, let me ask you this. So
Killzone, you saying they're running? You saying they're running from running?
Man, they either running from goddamn Tui or they goddamn bike and blew up. You know Shine there for
what?
That track on December 7th.
Well, the man said, Shine, y'all not going to be at the track on December 7th?
We not for sure yet. Order, you see?
Yeah.
We not for sure yet. We told that monkey that we didn't know for sure if we weren't gonna make
man,
it.
Man, look here.
I told them,
if they want to talk to Tootie, goddamn, call Tootie and see what he talking about themselves. You see what I'm saying? Tootie told me, he said, goddamn, he's gonna be ready to race.
Everybody hear you lying. Because one
man, look here. Why you on the phone right now? Call the man yourself then and talk to him yourself.
But what?
And cut the middle man out.
Ryan, what you said you wanted to lock in? Ryan, you said you wanted to lock in?
No, I said, this is what I said. When I wanted to lock in with Tootie, I didn't go through no Miller man. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so you want to talk to the man himself.
That's why I told him.
He said, Killzone said that Tootie said he wasn't going to lock in with us. He going to do like we did, lock in at the track.
Can we get Tootie on the phone tonight?
When me and Tootie locked in, me and Tootie, I called Tootie. We got in touch with Tootie.
Can somebody get Tootie on the phone? They don't know if he going to come on with you.
Since you talking up for
him
so much, you get him on the
phone. No, you get him. Y'all the one ready. Killzone, you do be promoting him now.
You do be promoting him, so.
Man, look here. Them guys said they was a race. You see what I'm saying? And this shit been going on for goddamn about a month, ever since they left Phoenix City. They said they were gonna run two to December 7th. You see what I'm saying?
No,
ain't nobody promoting shit. Matthew, you got Tootie's number?
Yeah, I got Tootie's number. Let me see if I can call Tootie.
I can't call it. Like, what's up, y'all? Yeah, we already on that gate. You boy, internet racing.
Man, ain't nobody internet racing, man. Shine Ryan just said y'all was 2 for the year, so what y'all going on with?
Hold up, fellas. Watch it. I just pop up. What's up, man?
Let me try this other line. 8734. I'm gonna try to open this line up again. Your line is open. Tootie, line was, wasn't good to, so if he, yeah, I got another message from him. Who is this? Oh, my God. I lost you then. This line is open. Let me see.
Get up
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Man. Kids on that line is music, man. So I'm just stay out of it. Two to one, do we all get them guys on freeway or something and let them, but they said they don't know yet if they're going to even show up, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on over in Alabama? Anything this weekend? Or?
I ain't seen no track, man. I've been working. I ain't even seen no track.
Man, you can't watch no cars in the rain.
Man, hey, Ryan, I know you ain't talking, because I'm disappointed in you, man.
Hey, Ryan.
Man, look here, I've been waiting on this night all fucking week, man. Then you come on here acting humble like you a nice guy and change every fucking thing you said last week. Then, on top of that, man, no. And then on top of that, you lied to me like you waiting on some special car. What special car are you waiting on so I can look it up? Try to see how long it takes.
How you going to tell me on the phone to tell that man what he ain't waiting on?
Man, y'all ain't got no special part of that goddamn bike, man.
We ain't got the part that you got of yours. You don't know what the hell we got now. Tell us what we ain't.
Well, like I say, whatever y'all got in that bike, it ain't doing good. Y'all need to get some American
car. Look, one thing I can't say is a little bit better your car. Charles won't make it out the trailer.
Man, it don't even matter, man. Y'all came on here tonight with all kinds of lies, man.
He gonna tell us what we ain't got for us.
Hey. Y'all came on here tonight with all kinds of lies. See, what it was, somebody called y'all, told y'all don't do no shit like that.
Man, can't nobody tell us what not to do.
You crazy, man. Oh, man, look at the sign around. Whatever y'all say, man, it don't even fucking matter, man. Y'all done disappointed me tonight, man. I know for a fact, goddamn. Hey, Ryan, I done saved my money up, man, for that goddamn race. The race and shit, then y'all come out, y'all not coming. Man, I'm finna get down. I'm about to go shopping now.
What you say about 49.85?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be against y'all.
You didn't watch time for 3 days. You didn't have a 3 days money through the week.
Hey, I don't give a damn. It was 50 cents I was betting against y'all.
You didn't have a 3 days. It's going to rain tomorrow, so your ass going to be backing out.
It don't even matter. I was still going to bet against y'all.
That's okay.
Hey.
Be sure to get your ass.
Hey, you know, I know it takes a certain kind of money, it takes a certain type of people to be able to get people out of prison and, you know, get them to work on your bike. I don't think they got no program over there. Well, Tyree locked up that where you can get your bike over there and get it worked on.
Hey, Ryan, that was a big thing the other time about that, man. We going to kind of chill out on that topic there because I don't want no more static from that. But hold on here. We got another guy. Let me see if I can patch in. Hold for 1 second.
Kills on bike. He ain't no road with his bike.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Chris,
please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. What was the question, Ryan?
What'd you say about that topic?
No. I was saying that, about that other stuff with the tournament, and we don't leave that alone, man. Like, that was a big old stir last time, so.
I don't care nothing about that. I don't care what kind of mix up they got about that.
And he could he I paid him all that money. He could have straightened my other little street tie fight out, man. All right.
I don't care nothing about that, man. All right. All right. We got another caller.
Man, nobody want to know your business, man.
Same way you're right. He ain't straightened yours out.
Well, yeah, my shit was great. You saw that motherfucker run. That's why you probably was talking shit to me. Yeah, you saw that motherfucker run. That's why you probably came over there talking shit to me.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
Hang up on it.
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Hang up on it.
We got it straight. All right,
like
man. What is this?
Huh?
No, I was saying, what about this Cousin Cut traveling over states tonight, man? Can you verify this?
Cousin Cut traveling over the state?
Well, am I on air?
You're on air.
Okay, I don't know if y'all can hear me real good, but I'm in the truck tonight. I'm headed up to North Carolina to pick up my bike. It blew up on a dyno, so December the 7th, I probably won't have Caesar there, but I will have Neil Brown there. I'm going to pick up my motorcycle, and hopefully it won't be no trouble, and I can get back home in one piece. But it blew up on a dyno, and I'm real mad right now, so if y'all can leave the jokes alone right now, I don't want to run off the road and wreck.
You ain't gonna run off the road.
Well, if a joke makes you run off the road, go ahead on, crash.
That was on your way off the road anyway.
You know, fellas, I mean, I really thank you for the sensitive heart that you have. You know, but fellas, I want y'all to know that I really tried to get this fight back together. And get it ready for December the 7th.
What are you doing? Sit still now. Come on, now. Why are you doing
that? I mean, I thought we was one family that can come together.
Hey,
yes.
Man, I feel everything you say, but you just got a bypass goddamn shiny run. You already know what position they
is.
So don't worry about them.
Wow.
You know, man. Don't worry about them, man. Don't worry about them, dog. You already know what
position they is. I just wonder why bad things always happen to the good people, you know, and I'm up here and I should touch down North Carolina at 6 o'clock
in
the morning.
Right there, you're having the bad people too now. Look at them two guys.
Yeah, I mean I understand that Shine and Ryan got drugged in North Carolina, but you know, things happen. Things happen. But, fellas, I want y'all to understand that I'm trying to get ready for the December the 7th race, but don't look like things working out for me. So, I see y'all in 2014.
You said you're
going to
have Nino Brown. What's the difference?
Yeah, I have Nino Brown. And, like I say, it's a street bike, and He don't need no major tune-in or no Winnebago. You know, I heard y'all last week. Somebody called me and said y'all was speaking at me. Somebody said y'all was speaking at me, talking about I'm going to be in a horse trailer December 7th. So, but, you know, I don't understand how I'm going to be on a horse trailer and y'all in the same trailer that I'm in. I don't understand that. I mean, we all coming. We all coming in an enclosed trailer.
Who said somebody gonna be in a horse trailer?
I can't.
Somebody said
that he's gonna be in one. Yeah, somebody said I was gonna be in a horse trailer. Yeah. Yeah. All
right, Chris, I'm back.
They might have missed. They
might
have missed.
Are y'all back in that race? Is Memphis track a qualified track?
What track? Who trying to throw a race in Memphis?
You know, Dream Team. They trying to throw a race at Memphis.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah,
Buckman said something else about that.
They trying to do it in Memphis.
Yeah, they wanted all of us to get the track and throw a big thing down there for a couple of days.
Yeah, it'd be good.
So is that track an A1 track? I just want to know because, I just want to know if it's going to hold a rocket. That's all.
Hold up, man. If you compare it to Phoenix City, our track is 100 million vision times better than that garbage.
Wow, go ahead.
You also know you can't believe shit goddamn Shine and Ryan say. So what you need to do, goddamn.
Hold on,
listen to me, man. They're going to be a bad way to do it, dog. Get the name of the track, man. Go to YouTube and watch some videos on that bitch issue.
CC. Wow.
What's up, Ryan?
That's how I usually do.
Yeah, what's up, Bo?
I'm going to help you out, T.T. If that's the same track that we used to go up to running with Katrina on, they got a good track because it held up every time we run them.
Okay, all right. I mean, hey, that's all I can go on because, I mean, I know when y'all come down south to South Georgia Motorsports, you know, it's hooking out here. It's hooking out here.
Anytime we went to run them boys up there in Memphis, we had no problem running them and had no problem hooking up there.
So in May in Memphis, the weather is like what, 80 something degrees, 90 something degrees?
It might be a little bit hotter than that.
Okay, well, that's cool. I mean, that's cool. You know, cool. As long as y'all keep some thugs off the track, it's great.
Plus, it's an evening race, too. It's a night race.
Okay. All right. Okay. As long as I got my big girl with me, Caroline Mason, I feel okay.
Now, you want to look up the world's most craziest video with all the wrecks and shit,
Wow. Wow, Shine, you know what? Wow.
And you know what? And you know what? I ain't gonna call no name. I ain't gonna say nothing. But, you know, really, I'm kind of mad with my partner because he did tell me. He said he wanted to tell us not to go down there to that track. So you're going to slip and slide all up and down there. But, D.D., and I said, you know what?
Hey, now I don't know what y'all talking about, but I did tear Tootie's head off first of the year at Phoenix City.
But
did tear his head off.
Every time I have never saw this in my life, and I've been around a lot of race tracks. I have never saw a car lead in line and slide down the track mount into the guardrail. It's so
hey. Hey,
I went to Lifton Motorsport up there.
Maybe it was just a bad night in Phoenix City for y'all. I mean, because I don't went over there.
Everybody don't have no bad night down there. Everybody in the left lane lost.
Wow. That's freaking crazy. Killzone, what you got to say about that? They say everybody in the left lane lost.
Nobody watched the video. Watch all the cars that went down there. Even the lady, what the lady man got that bright light
by? Wow. So you mean to tell me fellas, I know about this track just like I know about my home track. Y'all mean to tell me that big bald headed white dude wasn't there helping with the track?
Man,
come on, Killzone.
CC, you know this yourself now. You know goddamn. Ryan Word ain't shit. Every track they go, they gon' feed.
Wow.
I tell you what, everybody that I ever called a bet with, they got paid. And if I told them it was a bet. So listen, I don't know what you talking about, y'all.
I'm just telling you what you've been doing at the end of the year, man. All the trash you've been through, man. You feel.
And then you told me to go down. I sure don't want to listen to you with all these goddamn that you talk about call every 5 seconds.
Goddamn.
Is there anything else in your vocabulary? That must be the first word you learned how to spell when you was in school, huh?
He can't spell.
Yeah. He can't spell. Don't even goddamn
know. Okay. I got a question for the host of the show. Now, we already at the end to... the end of 2013. Now, Chris, what we got coming up for 2014 that we can look forward to as far as the races? I mean, January, February, March. I mean, y'all got anything so I can get ready?
Well, I've been trying to post schedules out there on my Facebook page tonight, and we don't have tentative races yet. Well, we have some dates, but I need to verify before I post anything out there on the and this year we're trying to get a list of all the dates together where
right.
I don't want nobody to be scheduling races on top of each other. So that's the main reason I'm trying to jump on this now. So everybody will kind of be, you know, up and board on for the stakes for next year.
So it won't be no races on top of races. Like if I say I'm going to do a race in February, somebody won't say I'm going to do a race February 2nd or something, you know. So it won't be no races on top of races.
Right. Now, that's one instance that happened, and that's in state capital this year, where one race is scheduled for February, and we were right. coming back with another race in March. So those races may be, I'm not going to say back-to-back with each other, but that's about the only two that I know that's going to be close together. So something that I don't want to get started with for is going into the 2014 year, scheduling races on top of races.
Yeah.
And like one instance, this is like a race going on in Texas, and it may be a race going on like in Rockingham or somewhere like that. And we already know that guys probably not going to travel from Texas to Rockingham, which, you know, yeah. So,
well, I'm gonna put it out there like this, Chris, and I want everybody here tonight. This is a custom cut. You know, if you invite me to your race and you pay for my room and board, if I don't race, you ain't got to do nothing for me. Invite me. I want to come to Texas. I want to travel. Hold on.
What do you mean if they invite you? Are you making the track? Are you making the race?
Hold on. First of all, I'm saying this. I didn't mean for this to come, you know, to get all people to get all bent out of shape. Let me finish. You won't never do nothing to me. What I'm saying is for everybody listening out there. If y'all want Custom Cuts to show up at your track, and y'all pay for my room and board to get there, wherever you at, and if I don't race, you ain't got to pay for nothing. But if I do race, whoever you want me to race, win, lose, or draw, I want my room and board paid.
You know what?
I'm not even trying to get into that arguing match tonight. What I'm saying is this is about business, promoting. That's what I'm saying. If you want me to show up at your track, I don't care where you at. If you pay for me to get there in my room and board, if I don't race who you want me to race. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Who you want me to race. If I show up and Spider-Man there, and if I don't race Spider-Man, win, lose, or draw, you ain't got to pay for nothing.
I want to make sure I understood what you just said now. Go ahead.
I got two messages. I'm going to let you think. But I got one message here saying that they will cover your charge to run Eddie Kane on May the 17th. And I got another one from them cats in Louisiana say, man, you can get your tail over here to Louisiana, too, for next year.
Hold on.
If he don't race who you say he race, so in other words, you're going to let the promoter pick who you race?
Hey, I'm going to let the promoter pick who I should race.
If he say
Custom Cuts. Now, in order for me to pay for this and pay for that, you got to race Eddie Kane. Well, if you got Eddie Kane there, I'm going to race Eddie Kane. Now, no matter whether I lose or win.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Is you going to let the promoter tell you how much to bet to?
Well, I'm going to tell you this right here. A modest pot. $2,000 or better. Now, let me tell you this now. Let me tell you this right here. If I lose, you pay for my room and board. If I win, I want $500 on top of whoever I beat.
$500.
You just said if you don't win. Hold on. Do you have a motorcycle?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, what you got?
Which one do you want? Let me ask you this. Which one do you want?
No, I'm not asking you that. I'm saying which one you want to run me. That you
it
own.
Don't matter. I don't want to run you. It do matter. Which one do you want?
First of all, I'm not going to get no shout mask with you. I'm putting that out there. I didn't put that out there for no response from anybody out here tonight. I'm just saying, if you want to hit me up, and you like that deal that I'm offering, just you got my Facebook page, just chime in. That's all I'm saying. Just chime in. And look,
you make too many demands, though.
I ain't making no too many demands.
You want the promoter to take the race, and then you turn around and say if you lose, then they pay for your room and board. First you said if you don't race, they pay for your room and board. So which one do you want? You want them to pay
for your race, or do you want them to pay for if you lose? Look, if you're talking for me, why don't you pick the best? Why don't you pick the best option for me?
I'm not talking for you, but you're putting out too many options that you want. Since you're the censor
on this, I tell you what, here's the thing. If you invite me to your race, and you say, Custom Cut, you got to run Eddie Kane. If I don't run Eddie Kane, you ain't got to pay for nothing. But let me finish. If I run Eddie Kane and I lose, You pay for my fuel to get there. Listen to me. If I run Eddie Kane and I win, best believe you're gonna break the bank because I know you done made it at the track.
Be the stupidest one on this show. But how you gonna put both of them odds in there to your advantage?
How is that odd? No, I just got another message, man.
A person want me to ask him. He said, what if this is his hometown, like what Dawson Trap?
Okay. I tell you what. Now, I'm going to make it sweet for whoever asked me this right here. If you come to Valdosta and you beat Custom Cuts at this track, I'll pay for your fuel, and you say the receipts, however much it costs you to get to this track, I'll pay for your fuel here and back if you beat me. I'll pay for your fuel.
That's with the promoter picking your race.
No. Yeah, Chris, ask the question again. If this racer calls me out, if Eddie Kane calls me out, and if Eddie Kane comes to my home track and beats me, I will pay for his fuel from North Carolina all the way back to North Carolina. So if it costs him $500 to get here, it costs him $500 to get back, I pay him $1,000. If he beats me.
I'm gonna call you out on your track right now.
Who is you?
With the bucket. We got a bucket that we're gonna run you with.
A bucket?
What's a bucket?
That
bucket is where you're gonna be putting your money in.
Man, look here, man. I'm talking some real stuff, man. Get off the line, man. Get off the line. Chris, you got my word on that. If Eddie Kane calls you and you get me on three-way or whoever, and they say they want to challenge me, I'll put up gas money for them to come down here to South Georgia Motorsports. But if I come to them and I win, shoot, they got to pay for everything.
Five lines here, man, behind you saying that. So let me go on and open up these lines. We got 9161.
You're opening up the whole 9439.
Your line is open.
Custom Cut.
What's going on, my friend?
I don't want you to pay for a damn thing for me. All I want you to do is lock in with Eddie Kane and let me go to your ass. You ain't got to pay for it. I pay my own fucking gas.
There we go.
I don't understand what you're saying. You saying I don't have to pay for nothing? What you saying? You give me a free ride?
No, I want you to lock in, bitch. I'll come down there and kick your ass. I don't want you to pay my. I pay my own gas. You just lock in a race with me, Eddie Kane.
Eddie Kane, I don't understand what you're trying to say right now. Are you trying to say you want to race me, or are you trying to say that
I just want so you can check my fucking tire pressure. Somebody get him off the line.
No, somebody need to get you off the line. You the one that called me.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold up now. I thought I just heard if Eddie Kane call you and say if you want to lock in a raise, then if he beat you, you'll pay for his fuel and everything to get to wherever y'all going to run it. Now the man just say he ain't want you to pay for no fuel. All he want to do is race you.
I don't even know who this is talking.
Now
I mean, he didn't say Eddie Kane. He didn't say nobody. He just said somebody. I mean, just like you.
Hold on. But say your name again, man. He ain't hear you.
Yeah, I didn't hear.
It's
Eddie Kane. Okay, Eddie Kane, when are you ready to do this race?
Whenever you are.
Okay. Now, December the 7th, they're having a race at Valhalla. Will you be there? Okay, if the weather permitting, then we will have a chance to get it on, my friend. We'll have a chance to get it on. And since you want to run your mouth in the staging lane, don't worry about my motorcycle. Let's don't even put that in the picture right now. You were talking your trash in the staging lanes in front of all your little fans.
Yeah,
so when you come down here,
then
we
your fans. I showed out in front of your fans.
Oh, well, so you say.
You lock in with your bike and Eddie Kane, and let's do it December 7th.
I mean, man, look, have you got your motorcycle back together yet?
Don't worry about my bike. Just lock in.
Yeah. Get your motorcycle. Look, from what I heard, from the words I've been hearing around North Carolina, man, look here, man, get your bike right first, okay?
I'm supposed to be running Billy Mays Saturday with Eddie Kane.
Where at? Since
you want to know whether my bike ready or not, do you want to run?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You would definitely see me there on Saturday. You would definitely see me there. You would definitely see me there. I got some issues with my bike. I don't know if you've been you're looking at Facebook, man. My bike blew up on the dyno today.
Your bike will blow up every track you went to.
Wow. You know what, man? You know how it hurts, man. I can't believe you said that, man.
Just saying, you come over here, you shouldn't have came over here. You should have kept on riding and left your phone under the seat.
Yeah, you know, I can't believe you said that, but I definitely be there Saturday because we got to test this thing. We putting the other motor on there, so we definitely got to test this Saturday.
Listen, I don't give a damn what motor you put on there. You come to Piedmont 8 match, you got action. You bring a booster without no Willy Ball, a 1,000, you got action. 8 match, Piedmont, I don't give a fuck who you is.
Okay. I mean, you got to get past your first race first.
I ain't got to pass nothing.
Okay, I mean, you talked that talk like 2 weekends ago, and you couldn't even get down the track. I mean, you ain't.
You got to do a lock and race, or they ain't locked in no race.
Okay, I mean, look, I'd be up there in probably like what? Let me see, 4 hours. So I mean, it ain't no thing. I'm gonna be at Piedmont. I mean, we was going to Dunn, but somebody said it was ripped up, so we gonna be in Piedmont. So it don't matter to me. It don't matter. I'm coming, whether I'm a bet on the side or bet in the pot. I'm coming. Eddie Kane, you ain't the big bad wolf, my friend.
Here you tell it.
Yeah, you're not the big bad wolf.
Here you.
Yeah. I mean, you need to get that beef settled up there in North Carolina between you and the Airbus and all y'all boys. Ain't y'all beefing up that way?
Oh, beefing about what?
I don't know. You tell me. I stay in Georgia.
Listen, ain't nothing to beef about. I'm the man down here.
Wow. Wow, you know, Hairbuster, Caleb, Hairbuster, all y'all boys, y'all need to listen.
Listen here. I'm going to say this while I'm online.
Wow.
Hairbuster's
has been.
Everybody can hear.
Tell everybody,
everybody can hear.
Wait, what'd you say,
Eddie?
What'd you say now?
Hairbuster's has been. I'm the man down here.
Ow! Man, look at it. I'm not even going to get into that. No. Heck no.
You kicked that worm off, CC.
custom cuts is not going to get into that. Whoa, that is some beef in North Carolina. North Carolina, I know y'all heard that.
Ain't no beef down here. Ain't no beef down here.
Wow.
Eddie Kane said he got the fastest 1,000 in North Carolina. Anybody don't believe it, get set beside it.
Let Killzone tell it. He think he got the fastest.
Man, Killzone
ain't got nothing.
Him and Chris. Man, you better not, boy, you better not say that. Look, leave Killzone alone, man, because Killzone won't be back on you with goddamn all night. Leave him alone.
Hey, Pee-wee.
Huh?
Is anybody got a booster that they want to run for the end of the year?
I don't know, man. Don't sound like it.
And two deep numbers, they coming? Is they coming to Valdosta?
Chris, is them boys coming to Valdosta?
God damn! What the hell? Did the show cut off?
I don't know.
It seemed like it didn't. Is anybody on here?
Hello?
Hello?
Is anybody on here?
Yeah,
I'm on here.
Listen.
Matter
Chris,
fact,
you on here?
Hey, man.
Yeah, everybody's on.
Chris, is them boys coming to North Carolina? You know, N2D and them coming to North Carolina? We need a race.
Man, N2 what?
I don't know. I know last time.
If they on the line, if y'all hear us, then too deep, tune in. Let's see what we can get in.
Hey, it don't want to go with N too deep too. Tall Buck, man. It's time for me and him to shake these motherfuckers. I'm ready to do something. It ain't no saving nobody. I ain't saving nobody. Nobody need to save me. So
wow.
I'll play a little bit.
Wow. This is crazy.
Everybody can get in.
They said they the fastest 1,000 in North Carolina. They said they were faster than Airbus. So, wow, I can't believe this.
Wow.
I see y'all was the fastest in North Carolina, right? 1,000.
I can say what I want to say. It's my
bike. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right.
Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna throw it out there, Chris. Here it is.
Okay.
Katrina, we calling out anybody that want to do something in Valdosta.
Oh, man, y'all said that before. And Katrina still doesn't see the play that y'all ran.
Who?
Come on, man. Katrina.
What about him?
Man,
what about his cousin Cut? You don't even know who you're talking to.
Cousin Cut the homeless. We lost him.
He don't even know who he's talking to.
So the race with you and Mr. White Boys, and that can happen too.
Yeah. It don't matter.
I think that's what everybody been wanting to see, man, that race there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about. Buck went in, what you call it, what that bike is?
Kingpin. Yeah. I know Buck been working a whole lot. I ain't heard from him in a little while. We'll call him up and see what's happening.
Yeah, we'll see can we line something up with him. If they're out there listening.
Yeah, didn't Lil Dustin them say they had their bike tuned in on their big, nice kit the last time in Carolina? Man, I'm just ready. I just want to race, man. It's all about racing, man. Everybody like talking about they waiting on this person to race that person. Man, if your bike running, man, I ain't got the fastest bike in the world. I just want a grudge race. You know, it don't matter to me. You know? I ain't trying to big bet nobody. I just want to race the bike.
Man, when you came on, Coach hung up, so.
Coach has been talking to me all night. Still don't know who he's talking to.
That's your boy, though.
Ain't that something, Mike?
That's your boy.
He don't have a clue who he's talking to.
That's your boy.
He must be drinking that Bud Light with Alex.
I don't know what he's drinking, but it sounds retarded, don't it? I've been on the meeting all night. That's your boy. See, I want to pay for my fuse to come over there. I want to pay for my fuse. I want it. Just like he's talking about he on his way to North Carolina. Come on now, Pee-wee. You know the deal. That man ain't got to be sitting in that line. That's a commandment.
First of all, I don't have a clue to what y'all talking about in North Carolina. So where that man on his way to, I have no idea.
You know what he's talking about. He's talking about he's going to pick his bike up from Dan. This boy's bike's been gone from Dan.
That's between him and his dealer.
I'm like this. If you paying your money and your stuff don't work, you ain't got to lie and talk about your bike ain't at such and such. Tell the truth. Be a man. Hey. Your bike ain't over there. Your bike is jail. So what's that jail? Plain and simple. Look, Dusty told y'all he read the shit on Facebook or whatever that shit is they be on. I don't be on all that. Look, Dusty told you he was out there saying it 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. He did say it. Yeah, he did. All right, he definitely did.
And I just confirmed it. That's all I did.
He definitely did say that, man.
All right, but, man. And I just confirmed it. That's all. That's all I did. I just went behind and found out what I need to find out. And it was the truth. You know what I'm saying? Hey, call a spade a spade. You ain't got to sit there and lie. Bike been over at the man shop. You ain't got to lie, try to lie on Dan like, you know what I'm saying? The bike blowed up. Yeah, man, own up to what, you know. Don't get mad at that man because you ain't do what the man tell you to do.
Well, that's on him. Man, it has nothing to do with that part.
I know that, but you know.
You ran that man off already.
I ain't ran nothing. I ain't ran nothing.
Every time you get online, you run my buddy off.
But he said he was going to pay for whoever fuel came there and ran him and beat him. I just got out of a little meeting. I want to see if he's going to pay for my fuel and back.
He did say that until Eddie Kane showed up.
Eddie Kane told him who he was, and then he tried to act like he was mute or one of them, you know, one of them retarded people or something. That's like he didn't hear the man, he called his name. Man told Eddie Kane. I told him. Kane told him just how he wanted to do it. Then he go, sir, I don't know who
that was.
Funny. That shit was funny. Man, oh, goddamn.
Y'all stupid. Only on Chris' show.
That was Bust on that, huh? Steve Bust on that. What up, Nick?
Yeah.
What's going on, Mike?
What happened?
Hey, shit, I ain't no trouble, man. I ain't no joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. What y'all been doing, Anna?
I've been tearing up all this old junk I got, getting ready for next year. Been coming out of this, you know, on a little phone conference with somebody with some money for next year. Everything go good. We're going to be 10-10, trying to get these rules changed for these Suzuki.
Oh, man, good. I shout out a prayer for you. Hope everything work out for you.
It's looking good right now. If I get who... You know what I'm saying? Who I'm working on, y'all gonna be like, God damn, that nigga home. It's gonna be home. It's gonna be home. Yeah. But, well, I'm gonna go ahead and use this restroom, grab me something to eat. I'm gonna be listening. I'm gonna get off the air. Maybe somebody will come back on. All right.
All right, Mike. All right, we got 4-5-2-1. Your line is open.
Oh, what's up, y'all? I was just listening. Chris.
How's it going?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to lock in for the 7? Or everybody just come in and wait until they see what they see? That's what it is.
That's what I was trying to see. It looks like nobody want to lock in.
Yeah. Well, I'll lock in.
Well, I know you know somebody that wasn't lock in. You and it.
Yep. Kills on. You want to lock in, Kills on?
Man, please.
Kills on. Kills on. Leave Kills on alone.
Joe, I'm telling you, man, I swear.
God damn it, y'all don't want to lock in, God damn it, y'all don't want to lock in, God damn it, that's all right. He better stay his cornbread, he's dancing in the house, wherever he is. He better not get on here with these men talking. He ain't jumping out of town.
We can see the men talking right now.
that damn custom cutting finish, ain't it? Hey, call the dust.
Somebody call
Dustin.
Right here. I'm right here, see. I'm right here.
Hey, y'all got the gangster. Y'all got that big tune up in that gangster yet?
You said what?
Y'all got that tune up in that big gangster?
You know it.
You ready to go to your mama?
I said, oh yeah.
Come on, let's go.
I said, we working on it. We
it's coming around.
Hold on, don't run out here.
Y'all coming around?
Yeah.
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 We're gonna be ready by December
7th. I'm on the grill, man.
Oh, okay.
Don't bag until them people come when you bag out.
You hear me, Steve?
You looking
at yeah, I hear you. So y'all gonna be ready. Y'all gonna be ready by December
7th. Yeah, we're gonna be ready.
Hey,
Yeah.
Y'all gonna have Sam Cook there inside the Piedmont.
Yeah, we plan on running you both bikes. Just to, you know what I'm saying? I think we're gonna run you both bikes.
Sam Cook and Eddie Kane.
Yeah, and Sam Cook and Eddie Kane, Billy Mays and Eddie Kane.
I'm gonna run Billy Mays with Eddie Kane. I'm gonna run y'all with my booster if I get down the track.
All right.
We'll run booster with booster.
Yeah. But I heard Caleb's supposed to be riding Greg's bike, and he's going to run us with Sam Cook Saturday.
Greg, what bike? Greg got?
Slush Puppy. I heard Caleb's supposed to be riding against me.
Oh, hell.
That's what my daddy was telling
me. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
How much stop room they got down in P-Mount?
They got plenty. I don't know why they ain't made it a quarter mile. They got plenty of stopping room. You got to worry about that one.
Oh. Okay. They did do something to that track, you know, years ago. They extended it out a little bit?
Yeah, they extended it. Man, they got plenty of room down here. Billy built that one down Pro Mod run here. They got plenty of stopping room.
Okay.
Y'all come on up there. Bring Katrina on up there. Let me tell y'all ass up.
Oh, no! I tell you what, Dan, on December 7th, we're running 8 and the core.
All right.
What about that?
That's cool.
Huh?
That's cool.
All right. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll flip a coin.
Yeah, I'm going to run you down.
Okay, then.
I tell you what
we do. We get on, we'll call each other, man. We'll call Fonzo. I know he want to race. What we'll do is, he said he didn't want to race me again probably till the end of the year, so it's the end of the year. We all put our name in the hat. We'll draw each other. We'll run first. And the next
we do
one up, we do that.
Yeah, we can do that. I ain't got no problem. We'll do it.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll do it at the end of the year. Might as well.
Might as well get down. Yeah.
Might get in touch with Fonz. Hey, whoever else want to get in.
Yeah, maybe in too deep. I hope they be there.
Yeah, I want to try them.
I want to try them again too. I just want to try them again. I don't mind trying them again. They beat the shit out of me, but I don't mind trying them again.
Hell, I lost both times too. So hell, I want to. Hell, I'd like to get my money back too. Shit.
You run them boys?
Oh, hell, I bet it was y'all two times. Hell, I bet it was y'all both races.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They're right. Okay. Yeah, you had it and goddamn, what's his name? They got Elamine.
Oh,
me. Yeah. Yeah, he did too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, they're like double cut trying to chime back in. I ain't breaking you all conversation up, but I'm gonna see if he what he get. Right, 17, what is it? Your line is open, man.
I'm just listening, fellas. I'm just listening. That's all. You know, I'm just listening. I don't want to break nothing up. I'm just listening.
I think Cackabox might have they Metal Militia bike might be back, so they might run. I know they'll run if they're there.
Yeah, I was just gonna say because it's ready.
Hold on. Now, y'all said something about the Dream Team. Now, y'all leave them to me. Now, if it's one team that I can beat the Dream Team. So, fellas, brothers, y'all back off. Let me get these light-skinned brothers. Let me get them. If it's one team I can beat the Dream Team. they ain't nothing but some marshmallows anyway.
I don't know what took them so long to come back with Metal Malicious for anyway. Mike Bent, I don't know what the world.
Yeah, I mean, it went down. It went down when Killzone made his first and only pass of 2013.
Yep.
Yeah.
That did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably because Taco Boss was hurt. You know, I think they you know, he right, you know.
Man, look, don't put that on Taco Boss. Please, don't put that on him because they got Jeremy Cheesley, they got several other riders. Don't put that on him.
Yeah, I don't think Jeremy rode they met a malicious bike now. I ain't going to, you know, Taco Boss ride that bike. That's Brian bike. That ain't none of Buck's bike now.
Yeah, but I'm gonna let y'all in on a secret. Now, I know I don't need to be saying this right now, but I'm telling y'all, if y'all want some easy money, raise the Dream Team because they really think us brothers really don't have what it takes to match what they spend.
Can I speak?
You know, I'm dead serious. They really don't think we as brothers can beat them. Huh?
Wow. Man, to say that public race is still, everybody's still quiet, man. No more.
It's gonna be some eye candy. I think Slim and them coming. We're supposed to run them with the motorbike. It's gonna be some races there. I know some more motorbike gonna be there. I think Big Country gonna be there with his motorbike.
And Nino Brown's going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be some races, you know.
And don't they supposed to be a race with Kilo and Bud Light Lime?
Hey, Vegaboos. Vegaboos.
What?
He knows what I'm talking about, Vegaboos. What
I mean, they, is that some kind of famous dancing shoes? I mean.
You know what it is, Custom Cut?
Wow. This is freaking crazy. Now my name is Vega Boots. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, hey, Custom Cut, he's going to be there Saturday, Doug.
Yeah, we're going to put the possum on him.
Yeah. That clown, he won't be the way.
I'm gonna tell y'all, man.
Hey, Eddie, he gonna be right next year now.
I got 3.5 hours until I get to Billy's shop. And Billy, I'm telling you, man, if you ain't got me right, bro,
hey,
I'm gonna give you up.
Eddie, he told Billy either you gonna pick his bike up or he gonna give him a black eye or something. Boy, you had Billy hot cup.
He told
him something like, when he gets the bike there, he better have his bike ready or he's going to
He prefers
leaving with the black eye.
I'm saying this on air tonight for everybody. This is Custom Cuts. Billy Bowles has my motorcycle. Billy is my mechanic. Billy, if I get there in 3.5 hours and my motorcycle is not put together and right, you will get a personal black eye from my five knuckles in your doggone eyeball personally. Y'all on this man's job like he's God in the racing world. He has my motorcycle.
Cousin Cut. So you mean to tell me goddamn the other two guys been doing bad here. You took your bike up there?
Yeah, man, I mean, you know, I believe in Billy. He's got those guys overseas running, and I had to go right down the road and go to Billy. No, I don't care what y'all say, man. Billy Bowles know what he's doing. He's a great mechanic. But if he ain't got Caesar right, he will get a black eye.
You had the Bowles killer. That what you saying on the video? You said you had the Bowles killer.
Yeah, you know what? That was when I was young and stupid. I'm old and wise.
I'm old and wise now.
Billy Bowles has the fastest booster out right now. And I want to go fast. Don't believe the hype.
You kept hollering with Dan the man. Now it's Billy.
I heard CP
had a stock crank and stock rod and everything, stock more everything in his bike.
I thought I had a slide, and I had a hand clutch in my motorcycle. I'm going to leave it on the two-step with a hand clutch. You know, so you know what? fellas, I'm telling y'all, man, look, trusting your mechanic, but always walk in the shop while you're spending your money. Don't be afraid to walk in the shop when you're spending your money. I'm telling you.
Didn't really have no hand clutch in that bike.
Man, y'all can say what you want to say. I was bamboozled. I was hoodwinked. I was hoodwinked. But I got Billy Bowles on the job right now, and December the 7th, he's going to be down there. He's going to be tuning my motorcycle, and he's going to be at the starting line lining me up. Billy Bowles.
He ain't going to ride it?
Man, you know, you like to make
me say that. I got a hundred dollars. Say it don't happen. Hey, come and say, don't bet that. He can bet that because he don't even come to the track for them. So don't bet that.
Wow. Kills on.
Hey,
you know what? You're wrong, man. You're wrong.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Why are you sitting there lying to these people?
Uh-oh.
You know,
why you lying to these people?
you know
you're going to burn it right in here behind the line. You know that, don't you? Tell them where your bike is. Tell these people where your bike is.
Billy Bowles is my mechanic.
I'm finna hit Billy in a second. I'm
gonna
see if I can get Billy to come on
there.
I'm finna try to call Billy.
Yeah, 150, how much pool you got? 150, how much pool you got?
I believe it's like a couple. I don't believe that.
That God of War motorcycle, he sold it to Ryan and bamboozled him.
Yeah,
He sold his ranch.
He did what now?
He sold his daughter. You know what? Killzone, why don't you tell him
I'm trying to get them. He's talking about go get them.
I got some Miss Buttersworth for you, too.
Hey, look. Let me tell y'all something. If Micah Phillips wanted me, he was standing like inches away from me. If that dude wanted me, he would have done me dead. Man, look here, man.
Hold on, I gotta get a code to see it in here. Henry, what is your cell phone number, Henry? I don't need to give you my cell phone number. You get your ass in the water box.
You know what? This is not Henry. This is not Henry. You know what? I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool. Henry, what is the last four to your cell phone number?
You get your ass in the water box or he going to get some pancakes.
You know what, Henry? What is the last four to your cell phone number? Thank you. You know what, man? I don't need no phonies on this phone line. Thank you. You know what? People on this phone line right now, I want y'all to realize that it's some phonies. It's some phonies out here. And that was a phony on the line. That was a phony.
Don't worry. Chris, did you get that text I sent you earlier?
I tried, but like I said, this phone is tied up, so the text didn't come through. But what I can do is after we get out this show.
In other words, Chris didn't get no text. So, N-O, he didn't get no text.
I got the text that's going down, though, why the phone is tied up.
No problem. Man, look here. If I don't hear from Henry, it's not a race. I don't care what the rider say or what the boy say. If it ain't coming from Henry, it's not a race.
What about my red bike then? I ain't got to talk on that. What about my red bike then?
What you mean, what about my red bike?
You want to try that red bike then?
Man, you couldn't even get past Santos, man. And he's slow. He's the slowest one in Georgia.
Well,
you couldn't get past him.
If I ain't get past him, you get past him.
That's good.
I like the race. Yes or no, CC? You're talking about Geronimo. You're here talking about Geronimo. Get Henry to call me.
If Henry calls me, it's a race.
Barry, chime in and let this clown know what time it is.
All he got to do is say yes or
no. No, you do it. You're a professional. You're a professional. You do it.
He's a motherfucking jackass.
You do it. 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 You do it like New. That's just like Louisiana. You know what, Mike? You think,
yeah,
man?
You think,
man?
Total running
free
back.
Free cake. That's just what I'm. Mm-hmm. That's just what
but
I'm.
Take
gonna
a
I sure want you on the 7.
Well, you know what?
Like I got,
hey,
I got that out.
For real.
Do with that app.
Hey, you can have whatever you want to have.
What you want to do with that app? This is what
yes
I think.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
What you going to do with that apple? Yes or no? What you going to do
man,
with that apple?
Man, man, you know what?
Now
your home was
you
already
got all that old
line You know what?
And Chris gonna see what the text is. I don't be on
look,
that Facebook stuff because I want you to tell him what that text was because you
no,
see
no,
that
no,
I'm
Mike,
holding
Mike,
up on Facebook.
Mike, let me tell you something. Mike, let me tell you something right now.
I want you to have a nice night with the sweet red
If Henry want to race me, have him to call Chris and tell Chris he want to race me. And it's a race.
I sent Chris a text earlier. I said earlier what he said about you.
Man, man, no, don't tell me. I won't hear it. Henry got my number.
You full of shit. You's a shit talker and ain't going to raise nobody but your mouth.
Bump your dick sucker.
All you going to do is bump your dick sucker.
Yes, it is.
You're going to bump your dick sucker. That's all you going to do.
Yeah.
Bump dick. You got the dollars for that, bumping them dick suckers. You got the dollars for that.
It ain't go the other way.
Yep.
All right, guys, we got 10 more seconds, man. So I'm going to call and verify this with Henry. And so
yeah,
and I don't have no reason to tell
the
tale and do that.
You got his number.
All
right, hit him up. And when you hang up, you'll see the text he sent me earlier, too, about what that clown was lying.
All right. Well, guys, that's the end of the night. Yeah, I'm going to call him. Okay. And I will post it up on Facebook or whatever. So with that being said, y'all just look forward to hearing from you guys when.
Yep.
All right, guys. Good night, guys.
All right, well, let's be seeing.